Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins here with the, I guess what you'd say, the second half of our program is we're having Brian Barrett is going to be on assignment for the rest of the morning. So we're going to do the best we can here in the next hour to give you all our coaches and their interviews. And we start off with Justin Stanford of the Siegel Stars, the assistant basketball coach. And coach, it's been a strange week for the Siegel Stars in terms of one thing. The Blackman game, we'll go with it first. It was a game that started out so intense and the adrenaline pumping with everybody. And did you get a sense maybe Siegel was you guys were maybe too pumped as that game started?
Well, you certainly start out with a lot of adrenaline. You don't want to come out flat after that's lost. You want to keep in it, stay in the game, and obviously we did that. Unfortunately, some things that we didn't control, such as officials, et cetera, you know, that took some parts of the game away from us. So you would say we caught it a little bit flat, but some parts of it you just can't control.
It was a real strange game in terms of the official, and not to go into that area, but Ryan Jones got a couple quick fouls on him, and Gooch, of course, got two technicals. It was just a strange start to a game, and you don't want to use excuses, but I do know that had to have an effect on how you all went about your game plan from that moment on, because Ryan Jones, one of the best point guards in the state.
It's true, not just Ryan, but also Charles Clark, our starting shooting guards. That's three starters that are either in foul trouble or some other incident right there in the first quarter.
The Blaze, of course, a very good ball club, and they go into your house, and honestly, they were very cool and calm, it seemed, and that's the difference with having, I guess, a boatload of seniors on your squad. They didn't panic, but they had an unbelievable game from Darius Thompson, and I don't know that y'all were expecting quite that talent level coming in from him. You know, he's a really great player, but to shoot like he did that night, he really basically kept him in it during that first quarter.
You know, he just committed to Vanderbilt before our game, and it really showed. He proved to everybody why he was going to Vanderbilt. You know, they are a senior-later team, and like you said, they were composed in front of a great atmosphere. I mean, that place was packed. We couldn't ask for a better atmosphere to play in.
First quarter, you know, it's just a tight game, and then it seemed as the fouls collected and more, it just seemed like it just took the life out of you guys. Did you feel that in the locker room as well at halftime? And
well, it's more about regrouping. Yeah. You know, this is what the facts are, and it's what we got to do to get better. So it was just, we got to regroup, and that's just the way it is every game. You know, you got to come out every single quarter with the same intensity, and you got to match that.
What makes it difficult, you have a game like that on Tuesday, and got to be a letdown. You know, I know they're a much better team than that, and they know that. What did Coach Dawson tell them, kind of paraphrase a little bit about what he said after the game that night? Because I know he was disappointed, but at the same time, there's a lot of basketball to be played.
Well, you know, he had a great meeting with them, and the point of that is that you got to get every player individually in it first, and then we can regroup as a team. So he just simply said that as we move forward, we got to play with the same heart and discipline that we've been working with that made us that 19-1 record before we played Blackman. So if we can just get back to that kind of basketball, you know, us setting the tempo, then that's what we worked in practice. And for the most part, in spurts, we did it against Smyrna.
The game at Blackman, which we saw, Rogan came in and just hit lights out. And it wasn't the fact that you put the combination of a lot of matchups that you had prepared for didn't pan out because of the foul trouble, but they just really shot well. I mean, and sometimes it's like the old saying, you just got to tip your cap and sit down and take your punishment and then get ready for the next one.
Right. Well, you know, with Blackman, they bring people off their bench and usually think there's going to be a drop off. No, they came in and they were stroking it just like they were going to be starters anywhere. So that's tough to handle when they come right off the bench and you got to match up with another one that you really may not have planned on before the game.
The last night's game and against a very good Smyrna team, which doesn't have the one loss record that you think. Well, but they're very young but they are very talented.
Yeah, we knew that. They won the freshman championship just last year. Two of their starters are big players last year, and then you bring in Gonda, and I mean that's a trio right there, and a couple good role players. I mean, it was definitely going to be a trap game following a a real letdown against Blackman.
You said you were a little bit played in spurts. Tell me a little bit about what you mean by that in terms of it just wasn't consistent.
Right. Well, it was definitely difficult going from having Gooch, being used to having Dominique on the floor with us. We had to get used to him not being there. I mean, like Coach said, following the game, he is an integral part of our team. So in spurts, when we are fresh and healthy out there, we seem to be able to keep it up and play. And then someone got in foul trouble, take them out. It's just hard to find the same consistency with whoever's going to be in the game. So that's the point about the spurts.
I don't know if the average fan understands, too, Coach, that it's a rotation-type thing. Mm-hmm. And you've kind of got the game, and that's why you play preseason, and that's why you play summer things, and to kind of get your rotation going. And when one cog of that rotation is out,
right,
it makes somebody else have to come in and pick it up. And sometimes it causes inconsistency.
Yeah, at this point in the season, most teams have got the rotation down. You know, the non-district part where you're trying to figure out who's going to get the minutes here when it really matters most, or we're down the stretch now. We're in the second round of the district. We got to know who our rotation is. And when you take one guy out like Dominique, a couple other guys with fouls, you're bringing in some guys down the bench who might not have been in that regular rotation. And you're just trying to find that same consistency, playing with your team sets. I mean, it creates for a difficult situation on the fly.
We're talking to Justin Stanford of the Siegel Stars this morning on the Apprentice Ossipedian Air Coach's Corner. Well, you won over Smyrna 65-56 last night, and now you take on this week. You go, so you're going to be at home against Tullahoma. And tell us a little bit about them, and it's a non-district game, and maybe a chance to maybe work on that rotation a little bit.
Right. Well, it's especially helpful. Gucci's got to sit out another game here, so we may be able to do, just like you said, work on a rotation a little bit. It's great to get out of the non-district this late, get out of the district this late in the season, especially against a team from another region. You know you're going to see them. You know it's going to happen. That will be Tullahoma or someone else. We're not for sure at this moment, but it's great to get to see them this late in the season. It'd be great to step out, and then you got a big one the next night against Oakland.
We look at Tullahoma, and I know you didn't plan it this way, but it works out for that Gooch will be able to sit out this game and then be back ready. I take it he's going to be back for the Oakland game.
That's correct. You know, it's definitely not good news that he's having to sit out, period, but if you were going to look at the positive side, he only missed one district game.
You got a game on the 29th on Tuesday now. That's against Oakland, at Oakland. They are playing better. You look at their record at I think it's 16-7, something like that, and you go, well, they're 3-3 in the district, but they're young and they're starting to play better, and so they're going to be a formidable opponent coming at their place anyway.
Yeah, what happened the first game in our place? You really got to throw that out. Both teams are different, all right. And then second of all, the atmosphere is just going to be crazy there. It was electric when they came to our place, so it will be just like the Blackman game we had this week, so we just got to handle it better.
You go around, it's really the second half of the season, but, boy, that second half ends quickly because they're just a district game right after a district game. It's Riverdale, then Blackman at Laverne, and if things, you know, I guess the best scenario that you would really want to see is to win the next two games and be prepared to go in at Blackman, sitting there one game back, and try to tie this thing up a little bit at the end.
Right, varsity's only got two more weeks of regular season. Freshmen, we end this week. Got our freshman tournament next week. So if you look at both teams, all right, we're just wanting to finish strong where we're at. I know as the freshman coach, we got these two more games left. We cannot, you know, screw ourselves. Of all that work, we put ourselves in a great position getting a bye. We got to make sure we finish strong this week.
The atmosphere was electric the other night, and your fans are some of the best in the district. And you put them up against a really strong Blackman group that was you got to be proud of the way they reacted, because really things weren't going well, but there wasn't any problems. It was, I think they almost understood as well how they should handle a loss like that. And it was really, just a tremendous atmosphere, and you could almost still see the chanting going on back and forth with each other. So there's a game within itself, actually, there at Siegel the other night.
Yeah, I had some family and some close friends there, and they said after the game, I told them I wish it would have been a better game for them. They're like, it was pretty entertaining, even just with the fans, just the chants between student sections and everything. We've got some smart fans, and they always bring it wherever we go.
You know, the realignment of the gyms and the way they built them and constructed them, I don't know what it is, and I told Brian the other night while we were there, it seems like the way the Siegel gym is built, it's almost more of the old-fashioned type. They're right there on top of you, and that's got to be a big help to you guys.
Yeah, I like how our home bench is right in front of the student section. You don't see that in some of the other gyms we go to. So it'll be like that, I suppose, at Stewart's Creek, since they're going to be modeled after Siegel. But I think that's nice, and it really helps us when we're trying to get pumped up. I know last night Coach turned around and tried to get the student section going. It's just great when they're right behind us. It makes our bench more vocal, and again, that just helps us how we're going to produce on the floor.
I really can't imagine Coach Dotson turning around and getting the fans pumped up, but I could see him doing it. But anyway, it's a tough road, and the thing about it, Justin, even after you get through the regular season, then the real fireworks begin, don't they?
Yeah. District and region is going to be tough this year. First of all, I'm happy that it's going to be here in Murfreesboro. We don't have to travel anywhere outside, so that'll be nice.
The radio people like that too. Yeah. It just seems like it's so much better when it's at home and somewhere close. When you look at that district, it's really kind of it's tough. You know, a lot of people say the old saying, "Well, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times," or if they split, you know, it's just a toss-up kind of thing. But it truly, really is, on a given night in district tournament, it doesn't matter what your record is. I mean, it really, truly, probably, there's always some team that comes in playing better than pretty much anybody else. I know in the last two or three years, Smyrna's been a real a team that's really, really, you fear a little bit, you know, coming in. Who do you see in that realm that is going to be pretty tough? And it may be Smyrna again.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It could very well be Smyrna. If you remember last year, they came in 1 point from beating Blackman in the semifinals. I mean, they wouldn't have gone to state at all if that took care of. So if you look at it 4 years ago as well, when we played Oakland, you know, they had us in the regular season. But when it mattered most in postseason, we took care of it and went to state. So you're right about it's a whole different ballgame come the postseason. District, regular season just seems to be seeding and where you got to be at.
And to understand how that works is you win a game, you don't relax, but you know you're going to move on.
Right.
But that first game is always a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels good when you know you've secured yourself in region, and that region semifinal is just huge.
Yeah, that's the real tough one right there. Justin, it's good to talk to you, and good luck to the Siegel Stars coming down the road. Let me go over this schedule one more time. You're going to be hosting Tullahoma on Monday. You travel to Oakland on Tuesday, and then Friday night you are going to be at home against Riverdale. So good luck to you. Got to have them all now, don't you?
That's true.
All right. Justin Stanford, the assistant coach at Siegel High School, and we appreciate him coming on this morning. We're going to continue with our conversation, and Mike Wright of the Oakland Patriots are going to be here to talk a little Pat basketball as we continue with the Prentice Sauce of Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We do carry the Luminox watches. It's the official watch of the Navy SEALs and the Special Forces. We carry the tungsten steel wedding bands, very popular with the guys. They're not going to break the bank or anything.